Jr. This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Following a widely expected landslide victory in British elections Thursday, Labour leader Keir Starmer officially became Britain's Prime Minister Friday after a private ceremony with King Charles III in Buckingham Palace and his arrival at the British Prime Minister's residence in London, 10 Downing Street. AP correspondent Noon Kim reports.
In his first speech as PM, Starmer vows to lead a government of service, marking the beginning of a new Britain.
Politics can be a force for good. We will show that. We've changed the Labour Party, returned it to service, and that is how we will govern. Country first, party second.
Starmer wants citizens of all political colours to join his project of change with stability.
I invite you all to join this government of service in the mission of national renewal.
Outgoing leader Rishi Sunak earlier offered his resignation to the King after his party's crushing defeat. Nayan Kim, London.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Friday negotiations to reach a ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war will resume next week after Israel's intelligence chief returned from talks in Doha. Netanyahu's office said gaps still exist between both sides in regard to an agreement for a ceasefire and hostage release. Israel said it would resume the negotiations as Hamas updated its ceasefire proposal, and Mossad Director David Barnea went back to Israel to talk with its government, according to Reuters News Service. A Hamas spokesperson said Friday amendments it proposed to the U.S. plan for a Gaza ceasefire got a positive response from mediators, though they said the Israeli position is not clear. President Joe Biden is fighting to save his endangered re-election effort as he holds a rally in Wisconsin and sits down for a network television interview there on Friday.